It's 349. Wow. Just got a call that there is a forest fire up by Silver Creek just on top of the Fly Hills. And wow, believe it or not, there's a small forest fire going there right now. And we're getting on that as quickly as we can to get the response crews on it.
Good afternoon. It's 4 o'clock Pacific, 5 o'clock Mountain. A lightning strike has started a fire in the Fly Hills near Silver Creek. Smoke from the fire is clearly visible from Salmon Arm, but the fire itself appears to be small at this time. The blaze has grown to 4 hectares in size, and an initial crew was dispatched to combat the fire, and an air tanker was also called in. A nearby resident reports that she was outside reading when the lightning hit earlier this afternoon. Lori Reynolds said she saw a couple of flashes, went back to reading her book, and when she next looked up a few moments later, the smoke was curling up from the hillside. According to Reynolds, there have already been several loads of retardant dropped on the fire, but she says that the fire is resisting efforts to put it out.
Forestry officials are in the air surveying the overnight damage of a forest fire in Salmon Arm Silver Creek drainage. It was 10 hectares when they had to leave it last night. The fire is in a steep ravine, and while heavy equipment is on site, it can't be used, so they've been attacking it with water bombers, and ground crews will join the fight today. They're also bringing in the flying boat from Vancouver. There'll be a boat hazard patrol in Salmon Arm Bay of Shuswap Lake when the Martin Mars arrives. Boaters are warned to keep to the shoreline or off the bay altogether. The big aircraft holds 6,000 gallons of water and will be picking up in the bay. The Silver Creek drainage forest fire jumped the fire guards overnight and is now 20 hectares in size. Forestry's Larry Osichuk.
This is an uncontained forest fire. The cause was lightning as of yesterday's storm. Our response was quick with air attack, but because of the drying conditions, the severe drying conditions in the forest around us, we were one of the most driest areas in the province. It didn't take very long for this thing to become 5 hectares and greater. The terrain is very steep and difficult.
Good morning at 6:30, 7:30 Mountain Time. Hot, dry weather and tough terrain are hampering firefighters fighting a blaze in the Silver Creek drainage. Kamloops Fire Service spokeswoman Jennifer Crawford says a blaze doubled in size yesterday. It was sparked by a lightning strike last week. 3 ground crews have been taken out of action for safety reasons. That left 4 helicopters to battle the blaze with barrels of water. The fire has grown to 250 hectares. That was an estimate at 10 o'clock last night. And an evacuation alert has been issued for the area from 70th Avenue to Johnson Road off Salmon River Road. That's an alert only at this point. Good morning at 7:30, 8:30 Mountain Time. The Fly Hills fire is now spread to about 300 hectares. Forestry spokesperson Mitzi Bouchel says with the amount of smoke that's in the air, it's hard to get an exact size, but it hasn't spread down the mountain toward Valley Homes.
It really didn't move that much further down to the community overnight. So we're still saying it's 3 kilometers away from the affected homes.
About 60 homes in all in those areas you talked about, you said.
That's right. And we did get some information back that the homes that were put on evacuation alert have their personal gear out in the middle of a field so that they're prepared to leave if they have to.
Good evening. It's 5 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Mountain. A second Martin Mars water bomber has been called in to fight the 300-hectare Fly Hills fire. It will be joining current efforts to contain the blaze. In addition to the 2 Martin Mars, there are currently 7 helicopters, other smaller water bombers, and 60 ground crew fighting the fire.
The weather forecast for today may pose some difficulties. The forecast is calling for stronger winds from the south at about 20 to 30 k's per hour. Those winds due to come in at around late afternoon, early evening. So that could lead to the potential for some increased fire activity later today.
The latest update on the Fly Hills forest fire.
Increased winds have caused a change in the direction of the Fly Hills forest fire, and people are now being evacuated from the danger zone. Network Radio just spoke with spokesperson Ann Ferdinands a short while ago.
Effective at 13:35, Bob Hickey, Regional Fire Commissioner, has issued an evacuation order. That applies to those homes between 70th Avenue and Johnson Road. RCMP are out there. They will be delivering the official notice to those homes, approximately 60 homes and estimated 200 people within that area.
Conditions are rapidly changing as the Fly Hills forest fire continues to grow. A shift in the wind is now forcing the fire downslope towards a number of homes along Salmon River Road. Spokesperson Mitzi Bouchel.
Well, it definitely has grown, but I haven't got even a guesstimate for you at this time.
Okay, how about the efforts to combat the fire? What's happening with that?
They are definitely using both Martin Marses. They're using all the helicopter bucketing. They've brought in the air tankers. I believe there's two air tanker groups that brought in. Could be more now. And they've got lots of ground crew at the community level at the bottom of the fire trying to put in some pumps and water there.
With smoke from the Fly Hills forest fire beginning to blanket Salmon Arm, Health Officer Dr. Andrew Ross has some advice for those near the smoke.
We would advise any elderly people or people with respiratory problems, i.e. difficulty of breathing at the best of times, to try and avoid any exercise whatsoever if that's possible. If you have friends in a different part of town or away from town, it would be wise, if you could, to go and stay with those people.
Good evening. It's 5 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Mountain. Branch Flower Road out at Silver Creek has been completely evacuated. We have reports that there are homes there on fire and that the fire has jumped the valley over to Mount Ida. A short while ago, we received this phone call from a gentleman on the scene in Silver Creek. We apologize for the audio quality, but conditions on the scene are quickly deteriorating.
Okay, the fire has jumped the creek over at the turf farm.
Right behind the neighbor's hay shed next to the turf farm is burning right now as we speak. It's completely engulfed. There's no saving it.
Okay, and could I get your name, please?
This is Andy from the turf farm.
Andy from the turf farm. Okay, so you're right up by Branch Flower Road.
I'm right 100 feet from Branch Flower Road as we speak. Like I said, Tommy Moss has placed on fire. They're just bringing a tank rain down my road here to go put this place out.
Okay, so they've got a fire truck out there. Are they bringing in any air support?
Well, they said that even Mount Ida is on fire. Off of Branch Flower, above Branch Flower, Mount Ida is on fire right now. It's jumped not on the river, it's jumped the valley. It's now on the other side of the valley now, too.
Okay, so it's heading up Mount Ida right now.
Oh, yeah, it's coming up Mount Ida right at Branch Flower Road. I see huge flames here about an hour ago. I can't see nothing now. You can't see 25 feet in front of you through the smoke.
Okay, are there winds out there right now?
Pardon me?
No, we're getting a lot of interference here. Are there winds right now where you are?
Oh, yeah, I'm holding my hat on my head.
Okay, so it's seriously gusting up there.
Oh, very gusty.
Okay, have all the people in those homes been evacuated now?
I don't know. I think I might be the last one, but stubbornly. But I think, I think everybody's been evacuated now. There's not much going down the road anymore. All my staff are gone. I sent them and all my tenants are gone. I sent them all off the property. Yeah, the hay shed burned to the ground now.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, burned to the ground.
It's 519. This from MCOM, and use your heads, sports fans. Get the heck off of Salmon River Road. Do not go to Salmon River Road. The water trucks cannot get on to Salmon River Road due to looky-loos and rubberneckers. Get the heck off that road and let the people do their work.
Good evening. It's 5:30 Pacific, 6:30 Mountain. The Fly Hills forest fire has jumped the valley and is now burning up Mount Ida. I just spoke just moments ago with fire spokesperson Mitzi Bouchel.
Mount Ida, homes
Roger.
On Branch Flower Road are burning.
Roger.
What is the situation?
That's about all I can give you, Jocelyn, is that the fire is now burning up Mount Ida. There's hikers on top. Helicopters are looking for them. About the homes on fire down at Branch Flower, I have confirmed that there have been two homes burnt. I know there are more out there, but I have no confirmation on what's going on out there at this time.
We're getting a lot of calls that people are seeing flames at the top of Mount Ida, and it has come over the top of Mount Ida.
Good evening. It's 7 o'clock Pacific, 8 o'clock Mountain. The forest fire situation is causing problems for road travelers all across the southern interior. The Silver Creek fire has resulted in the Salmon River Road being closed 7 kilometers south of the Highway 1 junction. As well, heavy smoke is slowing traffic through Salmon Arm. And there's also reports of problems on the Trans-Canada Highway in Sorrento and also through the Fraser Canyon.
Here's the latest update on the Fly Hills forest fire.
Thank you very much. As you might imagine, things are going crazy at the command center and with the forestry personnel and here. The phone's ringing off the hook, and for one reason or another, we haven't been able to get a hold of some people. Can't get dial tones, can't get out, people can't get in. But I just got off the phone with forestry spokesperson Ann Ferdinand, and that was just about 60 seconds or so ago, and here's the latest we have from her.
Just advise us that we are not anticipating any further evacuations tonight. However, the evacuation alerts are still in effect, and fire crews are now working along the foothill road. They're going to start putting in fire. They're starting to put fire guard in along that stretch.
Also, Frank lives in Silver Creek, of course, and he's been out there helping people get some last-minute items, and he called us from the Silver Creek store.
One of the houses across the street from Agar Road here, just on the north side of Salmon River Road, is on fire, and it's crossed over the Salmon River. It's on the other side heading up, we already know that it's already heading up Mount Ida. Pretty well everybody from Silver Creek Store all the way down to Foothills has been evacuated.
And I understand we have Ann on the phone right now, in fact, and we'll get the latest. Hi, Ann.
Hi. We do have a new evacuation order that's just been issued by the fire commissioner. This evacuation order applies to those homes that are south of Foothill Road, basically running from 50th Street along Foothill Road to Shuswap Street, the homes south of Foothill Road. Those areas will be evacuated.
Good morning. It's just after 12, 1 Mountain Time. Forest fire that started a few miles southwest of Salmon Arm is now threatening the town.